Welcome to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, aka Mike Daddy, aka Magnificent Mikey. You can support me by putting my creator code in the support of creator. Just put in Mike Daddy, MMMIKEDADDY. Whenever you're shopping in the item shop, a little bit is going to go my way, and I really appreciate all the support you guys are giving me. Also, I have an Amazon link that if you click on it, it'll send you over to Amazon. You just shop as you normally would. And after you are done shopping, whatever you spent, a little bit is going to be sent my way. It's no extra cost to you guys. I really appreciate if you use that as well. All right, guys. I am really excited about today's episode just for what we have upcoming. First thing, we have version 6.31 update coming tomorrow, Tuesday at 5 a.m. Eastern, and I am excited for that, especially because we are getting a new pump shotgun. I'm expecting that to be in the 6.31, otherwise it would be silly that they announced this new shotgun right before an update. So it was going to come in epic and legendary variants of the pump shotgun. This thing looks awesome. It looks like a beast. I imagine it's going to be a beast. I'm excited to actually be able to one-shot opponents with a headshot to shotguns again. That's what I'm expecting this thing is going to be able to do. You know, other than the double barrel shotgun, you had to be standing right next to somebody and really land that headshot to be able to do that and body them. So I'm excited for this shotgun. It looks awesome. Like I said, I'm really excited for it. I cannot wait for tomorrow's update. The only other thing I'm really hoping is going to be in the 6.31 update. Please, Fortnite, please bring glider redeploy back. I am ready for that to come back. I would really appreciate if that came back. Let's see here. I'm going to kind of connect these two things back in together here, and that is the Winter Royale and something else I'd like to see. Maybe in the future, just an idea, and let me know what you guys think. So first thing I want to mention about the Winter Royale again is, man, it has really helped me in just regular matches. After I played the Winter Royales yesterday, you know, I had a ton of fun. The competition was amazing. It was, you know, so good, and it felt really fun to be in lobbies with that many good people and to be able to test yourself like that. And now, after that, I played for about an hour after that, an hour worth of Fortnite more later that night, and I'll tell you what, it felt different to me. I could just tell the difference in my gameplay in a regular public match where, I didn't get any victory royales, but man, I was dropping hot drops and I was eliminating players pretty regularly, a lot more than I normally do. And that's not always my game style. So normally, as you guys know, I haven't been dropping Tilted Towers as much as I used to, but it's still one of my favorite places to drop. But even in the past, I would drop in there, try to get some loot, maybe get an elimination or two, and then dip out. But last night, I was able to, like, it actually felt good to, I could stay in there, hang out, and just start racking up those eliminations. So hopefully, that's going to keep just continuing to improve my gameplay, every time these type of tournaments pop up to actually participate in them so that I can really up my game. Now, the thing I wanted to maybe think about, maybe a possibility in Fortnite, it'd be really awesome if they had a competitive mode. And I want to know what you guys think about that. So obviously we have, you know, just your regular public matches, solos, duos, and squads. But what if you also had the option, you know, just like you can change the option for like a fill or don't fill, maybe you could have another option there that was casual or competitive. Let me know what you think. I really like the idea. As you guys know, or a lot of you guys know, who hang out with me over in Discord or follow me over on Twitch, I used to play a lot of Overwatch, and they have that sort of system where there's a casual gameplay mode that you can play just for casual players, or you can play in the competitive mode, which is what I always did in Overwatch. You could always, you know, be trying to rank up in that system and really be testing yourself. And if Fortnite had a competitive mode, even though I mostly play casual, I probably would switch over to the competitive mode just so that I could be constantly testing myself and constantly be trying to get better at the game, just because I feel like, you know, that's the best way to get better, is to put yourself against the best. Let's see here. But yeah, let me know what you guys think. The one negative thing that I can kind of see for that is, I don't know how it would split the community if you had a competitive mode and just a casual mode, because, you know, sometimes those players who are just super casual players, they get the wins, and I imagine it's got to be really satisfying, especially if it's just a single lobby. Then, you know, hey, you know, I got the win over everybody else. You don't know if there was pros in there. You don't know if, you know, there's people who are really good in there that you ended up with. But it got the victory royale. So I could kind of see if you split it, you know, player, I could see people, you know, trolling people, saying like, oh yeah, you got a victory royale, but it was in casuals. You're not getting victories in competitive. So that would be the one thing that would kind of, I think, not be, you know, such a good thing. The one thing that I do like about it, that everybody just joins in the same match, is that you never know who's going to win, and everybody has a chance to win, no matter what skill level you are. If you put yourself in the right situation, you can get the win. So that is one thing that I actually like about Fortnite. So, you know, like I said, it's got its pros and cons, so maybe it would be good, maybe it wouldn't be a good idea. Let me know what you guys think, if it would be something that you'd be interested in seeing in Fortnite, if there was some sort of permanent competitive mode that you could choose to play in, or just stay in casual matches. Let's see here. Let's head over to the item shop and see what's over in the item shop. We got a lot of items over in the item shop today. In the featured items, you get the Cuddle Team Leader. I am a big fan of this outfit. You got the Love Ranger outfit, and then you have the Tat Axe Harvesting Tool. And then you have another set in here, which is the Flower Power set. So you got the Far Out Man outfit. You have the Dream Flower outfit. You have the Drum Beat Harvesting Tool and the Tie-Dye Flyer Glider. Let's see here. You're also going to have the Battle Pass tier for 900 V-Bucks. Again, we're getting towards the end of the season here. It's amazing how fast the season has gone by. But they definitely always like to put these in the item shop, a discounted Battle Pass tier, so that way, you know, if you're feeling like you're behind and you want to get some of those items faster, you can go ahead and get them. But also, remember, guys, season Battle Passes, those items that need... that have unlockable stages, they are still going to carry over from to the next season. So, you know, it just depends. You just have to wait it for yourself. Do you have enough time to play Fortnite that you have that you can grind and wait out those things, or are there items in the Battle Pass that you just really want real bad right now, and you're far away off and don't feel like you're going to have the time to get there? That's kind of what it's there for. Over in the daily items, you have the Intensity Emote. You are going to have the Fancy Feet emote in there as well. You have the Close Shave Harvesting Tool. And then you have the Commando outfit. Again, remember to use that code MikeDaddyMMMIKEDADDY when you are shopping around in that item shop. I would really appreciate it. And then let's see here. Let's get to our tip of the day. The tip of the day today is going to be clear things that block your line of sight in the end circles, especially. You know, you can do this when you end up in a battle in any situation and there happens to be, you know, houses or trees or rocks or whatever in between you and the opponent that make it hard to see your opponent so that it's hard to keep track of where they are. Now, especially in the end circles when people are getting in closer quarters, and you really want to be able to see your opponents and see where they are and not have anything obstructing your view. So obviously you're going to probably have yourself boxed up in a one by one, but if you have the opportunity to you know, if you can, if there's, especially if there's a big tall tree that's standing out there in the middle of the circle, go ahead and shoot that down. You're obviously not going to want to get out of your one by one and go try to knock it down with your harvesting tool, because then you're leaving yourself exposed. But if you're in your one by one and, you know, you can back down your ramp so that you're not leaving yourself exposed, shoot down the tree or whatever is blocking your view. That way you can really see around you better. You can tell better what direction people are shooting from. You can see when other people start engaging in a fight. That way you can try to third party. There's a lot of good things that will come for blocking from destroying that thing that's blocking your sight. Also, if you happen to be on the side of the circle where that storm circle is going to start moving in your direction, you can block those things. That way, if the people who are on the opposite side and they have to run towards you, you'll have that structure out of the way. That way, when they are running and you're still in your one by one, you won't have to worry about that whatever thing that is shut down, especially if it's a tree or whatever. That leaves them more exposed, less cover for them for them to hide behind without having to use their mats. Especially those end games, you want to try to get your opponents to use up their mats and try to conserve yours. That way you can build up and keep yourself safe in those zones. Alrighty guys, that is going to be your episode for today. So go join the Discord, Daily Fortnite. Go follow me over on Twitch. I would really appreciate that. Come over there and hang out with me. Let's see here. Go subscribe to my YouTube channel. Go to Apple Podcasts and iTunes. Rate, review, and subscribe to the show. Leave a 5-star rating and a written review, and you're going to get a shout-out here on the show, just like we're going to do here for the Detroit Mofo. Let's see here. The Detroit Mofo leaves a title that says, thanks for the V-Bucks tip. 5-star rating, of course. It says, I started playing Fortnite halfway through the third season. In the fourth season, I bought Save the World, but didn't play it much. Sometime later, I discovered your awesome podcast. It was you that gave me the tip to log into Save the World every day to occasionally earn V-Bucks. I would have never known. Well, I have a tip for you and all your listeners to share. Start playing Save the World. I finally actually started playing Save the World 2 days ago and discovered not only can you collect V-Bucks by logging in, but you also by playing certain missions. Just look at the different mission rewards. In the last 2 days, I've earned 200 V-Bucks. Check it out and save the world. Thanks again. My gamer name is Rowdy5K. Hope you mentioned me and this tip on your show. This is actually a great tip, Detroit Mofo, a.k.a. Rowdy5K. I've told people in the past, Save the World is actually a good thing to get just for the V-Bucks alone, just for the daily logins. You know, it's every 7 days you're going to earn some V-Bucks. You know, already this season, I don't remember how many I've earned, but I've earned probably around 1,000 V-Bucks just from doing my daily logins. I have 500 V-Bucks right now. All 500 V-Bucks that I have right now have come from a previous Save the World logins I've gotten. And he is right, you can earn V-Bucks by doing missions as well. Now I know you guys know that one of the guys I made friends with in the community and that I play with quite often with is BobDan69. And he was telling me just the other day, we were, I think we were playing with, I believe it was Breadman Brett, and he was asking us about Save the World, and we were both telling him, yeah, that is really worth it just for the V-Bucks alone. I think BobDan69 was saying that he has earned close to like 3,000 V-Bucks just this season between all his logging in and doing some of the missions. Now I haven't played it too much, so I haven't been earning those mission rewards very often, but every once in a great while I hop in there, do a mission, and then every once in a while I'll come across one where I will earn some V-Bucks. But yeah, if you guys just do a little bit a day, then yeah, you're going to start regularly earning some V-Bucks. Just, yeah, like you said, look in the mission rewards, each mission, when you unlock them, they're going to tell you what the rewards are for completing those missions, and every once in a while you're going to get some V-Bucks for doing some missions. So thank you, the Detroit Mofo, aka Rowdy5K, for that awesome review. I really appreciate that, because it really helps out the show, guys, if you do leave that 5-star rating and written review. Also subscribe. Yeah, I am really excited for tomorrow's version 6.31 update. Can't wait to let you guys know what the patch notes are, let you know what the changes are. Again, hoping for big damage from this new legendary pump, hoping that we get glider redeploy back, or at least some sort of hint when it might be brought back, and just excited to see what other changes might be coming. So I'm gonna get out of here so I can go get some rest before waking up early tomorrow to let you guys to give you guys the patch notes. Alrighty, guys, until then, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.